appeared in court over procurement abuse allegations. BOZ warns of rising financial risk driven by oil shock. And in international news, Nigeria plans to repatriate nationals willing to leave South Africa after attack.
The Hot FM News with Mwansa Mwanakaoma.
Now the news in detail. Former Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency Director General Victor Nyasulu has appeared before the Lusaka Magistrates Court on charges of abuse of authority and willful failure to comply with laid down procedures. In this matter, Mr. Nyasulu is jointly charged with former Zamsa Director of Supply Planning, Nalisebo Siandi, and Director of Procurement, Habadu Nchimia. The three are facing 7 counts of abuse of authority of office and willful failure to comply with laid down procedures contrary to the laws of Zambia. When the matter came up for allocation before outgoing Chief Resident Magistrate David Chiwili, Principal State Advocate Gaselia Mulenga informed the court that the charge sheet required amendment and requested an adjournment. It is alleged that on 20 December 2023 and 30 January 2024 in Lusaka, the accused persons, while serving as public officers, abused their authority by arbitrarily approving the award of contracts in the mop-up procurement of essential medicines, medical supplies and anti-cancer medicines, despite a questionable needs analysis process, an act alleged to be prejudicial to the rights or interests of the government of the Republic of Zambia. The court has since set 5 May for possible plea. President Hakainde Hichilema has described the World Press Freedom Day conference as highly significant for the country as it focuses on key issues such as press freedom and inclusive media systems worldwide. Speaking to Information and Media Minister Cornelius Mutua, the President has noted that since taking office in 2021, Zambia has demonstrated its commitment to democratic governance. The head of state has cited the enactment of the Access to Information Act as a critical step towards promoting transparency, inclusive governance and open government systems, as well as ending political violence that affected journalists and the closure of media houses, among other reforms.
What in this global conference in Lusaka carries deep significance to us? Africa's leadership in the global conversation on media freedom rooted in landmark contributions such as the New York Declaration continues to shape the principles that guide the information ecosystem today. This conference, I am reliably informed, will explore interconnected, three interconnected areas.
Meanwhile, Ambassador and Permanent Delegate of Japan to UNESCO, Takehiro Kano, says he concurs with the United States global report indicating that freedom of expression and media has declined by 10%. And UNESCO Assistant Director General for Communication and Information, Maria Gabriel, has disclosed that 93% of journalists killed in 2025 remain without justice, with 85% of those cases unpunished.
According to UNESCO, 93 journalists were killed in 2025, the highest number since 2018. Among them, 60 were killed in conflict zones, where journalists are subject to new forms of attack, such as drone strikes. The vast majority of these killings, 85%, remain unpunished. While this figure has fortunately declined by 10 points over the past 12 years, it remains far too high.
Humanitarian Justice received the Electoral Commission of Zambia has announced that 8,786,300 registered voters have been certified following the conclusion of the vetting process under the mass voter registration conducted in 2025. Speaking during a press briefing, ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Casaro said of the over 8 million registered voters, 4.6 million are female, while 4.1 million are male. Mr. Kasaro has disclosed that Lusaka province leads in the number of registered voters with 694,681, followed by Copperbelt, Eastern and Southern provinces respectively. The financial stability report for April 2026 has revealed that near-term risks to financial stability have increased, largely reflecting the escalation in geopolitical tensions that fueled the oil shock. According to Bank of Zambia Governor Dr. Benny Kalyalia, the Financial Stability Committee made this observation at its meeting held last month. He said additional risks could arise from heightened global economic policy uncertainty and breaches of cyber defenses as the financial system remains an attractive target for cyber criminals. In a statement, Dr. Kalyalia has added that the FSC is also concerned about vulnerabilities in the financial system arising from high loan and deposit concentrations, elevated dollarization, and the re-deepening of the sovereign bank nexus. He has warned that if left unaddressed and identified risks materialize, these vulnerabilities could amplify shocks to the financial system. However, Dr. Kalyalia said a review of the 6 months to April 2026 since the October 2025 financial stability statement shows that financial stability risks have decreased. Government has expressed concern over a statement issued by outgoing United States Ambassador Michael Gonzalez, describing it as regrettable and lacking respect for the host nation. Speaking at a press briefing, Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Mulambo Hainde said the conduct was undiplomatic and in violation of diplomatic norms. Mr. Hainde said it was disappointing that the outgoing ambassador appeared to suggest regime change, adding that this amounted to interference in the internal affairs of the host nation. He has since clarified that the memorandum of understanding in the health sector is still ongoing, adding that assertions of government's non-response are unfounded. Mr. Hainde has further said government has made significant progress in the fight against corruption and added that the ambassador's assertions should be ignored and disputed.
Furthermore, the outgoing ambassador going so far as to disparage the legitimate processes of governance, such as the appointment of the Director General of the Anti-Corruption Commission and the enactment of constitutional amendments after due process by Parliament and other sovereign institutions, is a further testament of the clear lack of understanding of his role as a foreign envoy. For him to even suggest regime change on the back of such assertions crosses all non-diplomatic lines and must be condemned for violating established diplomatic etiquette. The outgoing ambassador.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Trade expert Linda Kavuka has expressed concern over the continued exclusion of young people from policy formulation processes aimed at promoting the African continental free trade area. In an interview, Ms. Kavuka said most policies are still being developed by traditional stakeholders, such as government leaders and international organizations with limited input from the youth. She has noted that young people make up the majority of Africa's population, making their involvement critical in shaping trade policies that are inclusive and effective. Ms. Kavuka has emphasized that excluding young people from such processes risks producing policies that do not reflect the realities and aspirations of the continent's largest demographic group.
Currently, this policy is being made by the usual stakeholders, government, international organizations, without proper representation of who is part of Africa today. We are reminded that Africa is a very rich economy, a continent. More than about 70% of our population is made up of young people. So if we are the future and we are not included in conversations of law, then I think it will be not able to come up with policies that will be practical in our economy.